Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, February 7th, 2006. Today's message is titled, God Will Judge. Today I want to share three scripture references related to God's future judgment from 2 Timothy 4 verse 1, 1 Corinthians 5 verse 13, and 1 Peter 4 verse 4. Brooks Green is going to read these three verses one after the other.
In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead. God will judge those outside, but they will have to give account to Him who is ready to judge the living and the dead.
The fallout is increasing concerning the offense taken by Muslims on what they see as disrespect shown to their religious founder. Scenes from all over the world show violent protests, flags and embassies burned, and even kidnappings and some deaths. For believers accustomed to seeing our Lord mocked and ridiculed by an unbelieving world, this is outstanding. Recently, a prominent rapper was photographed in a mocking pose of Jesus with a crown of thorns on his head. About 20 years ago, there was a lot of controversy here in the United States concerning perversions in art. The example that comes to mind as I prepare this is so depraved, I will not place it here in the body of the message, but it is on the website or email post today. At that time, I recall being extremely incensed by the issue, but never burned anything over it. I might have written my congressman or signed a petition. I realized depraved men will act in a depraved manner. The biblical outlook asserts that God will judge. Although we may very well address and speak out concerning what we perceive as injustices, and there are appropriate ways to do so, we realize that ultimately God will judge. At times, God does judge immediately. In the scriptures, we have the record of God's immediate judgment concerning Korah in the Old Testament and Ananias and Sapphira in the New Testament. But at other times, God delays His judgment. This judgment is future in each of the scripture accounts in the daily scripture texts. You may be dealing with an injustice today. Maybe a situation against our faith, such as the mockery of our Lord or the depraved art. Or it might be a personal circumstance you're dealing with. Today, my word of encouragement is found in the final book and chapter of the Bible. It's a certainty. Quoting from Revelation, "Let him who does right continue to do right, and let him who is holy continue to be holy. Behold, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end."
Jesus, your word is a lamp unto my feet and light unto my path. When confronted with evil behavior and blasphemous depictions of the Holy One, my heart is broken. May that always be so. I feel righteous indignation toward the offender, and all the while I see an image of you reaching your nail-pierced hand toward the one who has struck you. The contrasting picture of the very best and the very worst can only come together in the intersect of a cross, where you provide redemption for all who will come to you in humility with a repentant heart. Thank you for your non-discriminate mercy that reaches to the uttermost.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Brooksie. And what a joy it is today to follow the Lord. This is a ministry called Daily Encouragement Net. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We welcome you to visit the site today. There are some additional perspectives I share, including the actual example that I don't really believe I care to read right now. It's so blasphemous, and I did put it up on the website, though. I also have a couple of additional thoughts concerning the message today, and I do feel that we can lose the sense of outrage when our Lord is mocked. We need to use appropriate means to express ourselves and never take it lightly. However, surely our faith would not condone violence as a response. Second additional thought is the tremendous aspect expressed in Brooksine's prayer, incidentally, of our faith in the hope of redemption. As the old hymn states, the vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus apart and receive. That's the nature of our loving God, even as he is mocked and ridiculed and scorned. Well, may you and myself today, may we all stand up faithfully for the Lord, live our lives in a manner that is pleasing to God, and realize in the end he will judge rightly.